God is always among his people. So designed things that they were able to be self-sufficient. They were able to guide themselves whenever the time came to be guided. You know, when he took them out of the land of Egypt, why, he had Moses, who was one of their own, to guide them out. When he set up the priesthood, he set up one of the tribes that was already one of their own tribes to be the priest. The prophets come from among themselves. And the church now today, we find that it used its own members to guide itself. And we're talking about each congregation has members of its own local congregation to do the guiding. Well, Jerusalem had gotten so bad, or that is, these Jewish people had become so bad until there was nobody left in their nation to guide them. There's none among her sons whom she had brought forth, and neither is any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she has brought forth. These two things are come up unto thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction, and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Now he says there's two things that have come unto you. One is desolation, and that comes by famine. And the other is destruction, which comes by the sword. You've been made desolate. You've been made poverty-stricken. Your very nation, your very existence has been destroyed. And these two things have happened unto you. And so he says, by whom shall I comfort you? There's nobody in your nation that I can rise up as a leader to be the comforter, to be the deliverer of you. And, you know, we've already learned now over and over again that Cyrus is the one who is not a Jew at all, who did come in and bring about their deliverance and their release from captivity. Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as a wild bull in a net. Now their sons, of course, were those that would naturally be the ones that would be their leaders, but he says they have fainted. They have been so intoxicated by this cup of the fury, this cup of trembling that the Lord has forced them to partake of, that he says they have fainted, and they lie at the head of all the streets as a wild bull in a net. Now the head of the streets is the intersection where the street begins, and it probably means the central part of the city. The sons couldn't begin to lead them out. They were right before the street began. They were lying like a bull trapped in a net. And this word for bull also translated as gazelle and also as a goat. So that a wild animal that's trapped in a net and it's just fainted, he's just exhausted, he's just completely entangled and he can't even move, that's what their leaders were like in this terrible state of captivity. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. That's what the trouble of them is. They are full of the fact that the Lord has taken his fury out upon them. He has punished them for their wrongdoings. He's given them his fury and his rebuke. As we stop and think just for a moment about our position today, knowing that the Bible teaches us very plainly that every son that he receiveth, he scourgeth, that the Lord chasteneth every son, and no chastening for the present time is pleasant, then let us not fail to recognize that there may be times in which God may also give us some kind of chastisement, some kind of punishment for our own good to change our course. We're doing something that God's not pleased with, or we're failing to do something that he wants us to do, and so maybe we have a disappointment, maybe we have something happen to us to cause us to change our course, change our way of life, to change something about our life. So in verse 21, therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. They were afflicted and they were drunken. It was with God's wrath that they were afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. They weren't drunk on wine. He didn't give them wine out of that cup. He gave them something a lot worse than that. Thus saith the Lord, thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people, behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury, thou shalt no more drink it again. I've taken it out of your hand. I'm taking this punishment away from you now. Even these dregs that you had to drink about, I'm taking them out, and you're not going to drink of it anymore. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee. I'm going to turn my wrath now, he says, into any other direction. Those that afflict thee, I'm going to turn it toward them, which have said to thy soul. Now, those that afflict thee would be, of course, the Babylonians. And they have said to thy soul, that is, they have said to the Jewish people, bow down, that we may go over. Now this phrase, bow down that we may go over, is taken from a custom of the conquerors of that day, which consisted of when they would conquer a nation or a group of people, they would take the most prominent people in the nation and they would lay them down on the ground in rows, and maybe a long row of those people, and then they would run their horses over their back. And some of the other people would run, and then they would lead horses that had men on them, and they would gallop across their backs. They'd turn around and they'd gallop again across their backs, and then the conquerors would all jump up and follow after the ones who the conquered were to jump up and follow after the conquerors after they'd been run over by their horses. That was the custom. So he says, they said to thy soul, bow down that we may go over, as thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. And there are pictures that have been drawn of this practice, in which long lines of people would just be laying on the ground like sticks of cordwood, and these horses would be galloping over them and stepping on them. They stepped on them going one way, and then they'd turn around and they'd step coming back. And this was a very humiliating thing to have happen, of course, but it was a sign of victory and a sign of having been conquered. There's another account of, or several accounts, really, of similar practices. There was one king who conquered another mighty king, and so he had him led around as his personal little slave there, and every time he got ready to get on his horse, this conquered king would have to bow down and this man to step on his back and use him to get on his horse with. Very humiliating thing, but it was the custom of the day, and so God's people had been subjected to this very same kind of humiliation as he describes it right here. And he said, I'm going to take the cup that you've had to drink of, and I'm going to give it to your enemy, to the one that's afflicted you, to the one who said to you to bow down that we may go over, and thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. So that explains what he is saying in that particular verse. Now let us go on into the 52nd chapter.